Investor lesson number 14, financial literacy made simple. Financial literacy was one of Rich Dad's six lessons in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. To Rich Dad, financial literacy was crucial for anyone who was sincere about being a business owner or professional investor. Later, I will be going into greater detail on the importance of financial literacy as it pertains to business and investing, and how to find investment opportunities that the average investor misses. But for now, I think it best to quickly review financial literacy and how to make it simple and easier to understand. Literacy lesson number one. It is the direction of cash flowing that determines if something is an asset or a liability at that moment. In other words, just because your real estate broker calls your house an asset does not mean it is an asset. Remember, Rich Dad's definition of an asset was, an asset puts money in your pocket, while his definition of a liability was, a liability takes money from your pocket. To clarify the cash flow of each, he drew two boxes, one for income and expenses. Below, he would draw one more box for assets and liabilities. For each asset and each liability, he would include an arrow showing where the cash went, into his pocket or out. Rich Dad said to me, "The confusion with this simple approach occurs because the accepted method of accounting allows us to list both assets and liabilities under the asset column." He explained his thinking with an example. If we have a $100,000 house that someone has put $20,000 cash down on and now has an $80,000 mortgage, how do you know if this house is an asset or a liability? Is the house an asset just because it is listed under the asset column? The answer is, of course, no. The real answer is, you need to refer to the income statement to find out if it is an asset or a liability. If there is no income and your expenses include a mortgage, real estate taxes, insurance, utilities, and maintenance, then it is a liability. I realized where he was going. If this example included rental income and net rental income, the key word being net, then that change to the financial statement changes this house from a liability to an asset. More specific to our example, let's say all the expenses associated with this house add up to $1,000, and you now have a tenant paying you $1,200 a month. Now you have a net rental income of $200 per month. This house is now putting money in your pocket, as verified by the $200 income. It is now a true asset. Literacy lesson number two. It takes at least two financial statements to see the entire picture. Rich Dad said, sophisticated investors must see at least two financial statements simultaneously if they want a true picture. For example, always remember that your expenses are someone else's income. People who cannot control their cash flow make the people who are in control of their cash flow rich. I nodded. Rich Dad continued, let's go back to our example of the homeowner, but this time include the bank. The homeowner takes out a mortgage from the bank. Each has their own financial statement. The person's mortgage appears on both, but represents different things for each. For the bank, the mortgage is an asset, but for the homeowner, it is a liability. Now you are seeing a true financial statement. That is why you say it takes at least two different financial statements to see the entire picture, I added. For every one of your expenses, it is someone else's income, and each one of your liabilities is someone else's asset. Rich Dad added, and that is why people leaving school who have not been trained to think in terms of financial statements often fall prey to those who do. That is why each time people use their credit cards, they are actually adding to their own liability column and simultaneously adding to the bank's asset column. And when a banker says to you, your home is an asset, they're not really lying to you. They're just not saying whose asset it really is, I said. Yes, Rich Dad said. Again, it takes a minimum of two financial statements to see the complete picture. Investor lesson number 15, the magic of mistakes. To my Rich Dad, mistakes were opportunities to learn something new, something he did not know before. To him, the more mistakes a person made, the more the person learned. He often said, there is a bit of magic hidden in every mistake. So the more mistakes I make and take the time to learn from, the more magic I have in my life. Investor lesson number 16, what is the price of becoming rich? My Rich Dad would say, there are two ways to become rich. One way is to earn more. The other way is to desire less. The problem is that most people are not good with either way. You may have already heard of a book called The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas J. Stanley and William Danko. It makes many fundamental points about frugality. There are differences between being cheap and frugal. Rich Dad was more concerned with being frugal than being cheap. He said, if you want to be really rich, you need to know when to be frugal and when to be a spendthrift. The problem is that too many people know how to be cheap only. That is like having only one leg to walk on. Many people become rich by being very smart with knowledge from the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants. Many of these individuals operate behind the scenes and manage and control the world's business and financial systems. Millions of people faithfully place their retirement savings and other monies into the market. However, the decision makers of the marketing and distribution system of the underlying investments actually make the large sums of money, not necessarily the individual investor or retiree. As Rich Dad taught me years ago, there are people who buy tickets to the game, and there are people who sell tickets to the game. You want to be on the side that is selling the tickets.